Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this review is going to be on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's written and directed by Quentin Tarantino, who is not one of my favorite directors.
I concur.
And it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Margot Robbie, and the synopsis is, a faded television actor and his stunt double strive to achieve fame and success in the film industry during the final years of the Hollywood Golden Age in 1969 Los Angeles. So regardless of what this synopsis is, that's not what the movie is about. In typical Quentin Tarantino fashion, you're presented with a lot of nothing, a lot of filler, pretty much this 2 hours and 40-some minute movie for a 10-minute segment at the end that is somewhat fulfilling. The movie starts off with Leonardo DiCaprio's character and Brad Pitt. So Leonardo DiCaprio, again, from the synopsis, he's a washed-up television actor. He was on a lot of Westerns and also in a lot of movies dealing with Westerns. And since from the 50s to the 60s, movies have changed, television has changed, and he's still kind of stuck in this era where he's trying to find work and he doesn't want to do certain jobs because he feels that is beneath him. And so he turns to alcohol. What happens is that he loses his ability to drive, and Brad Pitt has always been his stunt double. Brad Pitt's more or less relegated to being his manservant, that he's driving Leonardo DiCaprio's character Rick around. This does, it kind of intertwines reality with fiction. So that fiction involves Roman Polanski and Sharon Tate. If people are familiar with Sharon Tate, she was murdered by the Charles Manson family.
The cult, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio's house is basically in the Hollywood Hills. Roman Polanski's house is sitting up higher than his. So he has a private road. And at the end of the private road is actually where is Rick Dalton, Leonardo DiCaprio's house. Regardless of what this movie's about, it's really about Charles Manson.
Oh, so it was like a misdirection then, because yeah, it sure as hell didn't seem like that.
You're just giving so much filler. Rick Dalton, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, is trying to get these jobs and working on these Westerns, and he doesn't want to do certain things, and he can't remember his lines. And then you have Brad Pitt doing all the odd jobs for Leonardo DiCaprio's character. Hey, well, I need you to fix this, or I need you to drive me here. So again, he's just more or less a manservant, glorified chauffeur, glorified handyman. But there, you can call them friends. It's a business relationship. Just kind of giving glimpses that eventually Brad Pitt keeps seeing like all these young hippies around town. So again, all this takes place in California during the 60s, late 60s, 68, 69. That's right around the time that the Manson murders happened, several murders. But one of the hippies that he sees, she's connected to Charles Manson. She's a part of the Manson cult. Brad Pitt goes to drop her off where she wants to be dropped off at. And it's this ranch where he knows that he used to shoot movies at that location. So he's asking about the property owner, and the property owner, nobody wants to let him talk to him. How come I can't say hi to him? And it's like, hey, look, you can't say hi. Like, you need to leave. And then what happens pretty much at the end of the movie is that they figure out who Cliff Booth, Brad Pitt's character, is, and he's staying at Leonardo DiCaprio's house. At the very end of the movie, it's trying to recreate that Charles Manson, whatever happened to Sharon Tate night, but it turns out they're actually doing a hit on Brad Pitt's character. And the foil is that DiCaprio's character happens to be home that same night, and his wife turns everything upside down. So Brad Pitt winds up killing all the Manson family that came to kill him. And that's the whole entire movie. What you're really given is this self-indulgent nature that Quentin Tarantino has, where he has this fascination with the Old West, the 1950s, 1960s, the music from that era, a lot of long driving sequences and unnecessary dialogue. And all that happens for this misdirection that happens that gives its conclusion the last 10 minutes of the movie. So nothing really means anything other than those last 10 minutes, at least to me.
How long is this movie again?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Excuse me?
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes of nothing but dialogue, driving scenes, music. And again, Quentin Tarantino's dialogue style, which is just, it's somewhat self-aware and just unnecessary, just wordy, just gaudy.
So I'm assuming like the whole clip with the so-called Bruce Lee in it was...
Again, it's misdirection. It's misdirection. So Cliff Booth, Leonardo DiCaprio kind of vouches for him one day. He's like, hey, well, I need my stunt guy here. It turns out Kurt Russell is like the director. Hey, I don't have a job for you and you can step in. Just with the other stuntmen. And then Bruce Lee starts talking about how he's the greatest fighter. He can like knock anybody down and beat anybody. So it winds up that Brad Pitt's characters square off against each other. And Brad Pitt beats him.
Beats who?
Bruce Lee.
Okay. All right. All right.
So again,
this movie's invalid.
But it's mixing history with fiction. So the Rick Dalton and the Cliff Booth characters, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, they kind of exist out of time. That they might be Clint Eastwood, or they might be John Wayne. That might be Leonardo DiCaprio.
And that's character. Probably, what, 40s and 50s? And
yeah, so again, because it's happening in the 60s, that the spaghetti westerns are going out of style. People aren't watching that. Leonardo DiCaprio's character is just not really wanted anymore by the TV film industry. So it's him trying to find himself. That's one storyline. The other storyline is Brad Pitt being his manservant, or Brad Pitt interacting with these Manson people. You have that for about 2.5 hours. Just as unnecessary dialogue, unnecessary story points. That's it. It's a terrible movie. If you are really into Quentin Tarantino, you will love this movie. And I mean, again, because it's playing with history that certain movie figures or TV figures. Well, if you really think back to maybe Forrest Gump, where Forrest Gump was he's interacting with Nixon and other presidents, Kennedy, things like that. It kind of happens like that, where The Great Escape, the Steve McQueen, there's a clip of that, but it's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's the clips from the movie interspliced with Leonardo DiCaprio in it, or like TV shows, or the same thing with Margot Robbie's character, Sharon Tate. It's just playing with history, and it's really just so Quentin Tarantino can make a movie about Charles Manson.
I can't just make a movie about Charles Manson.
Because Quentin Tarantino has to do what he has done for Pulp Fiction or any other movie that he does. I mean, it's no different. No different than any of those movies. Like, all his movies are the same, but I think out of everything, for me, Jackie Brown, Kill Bill, and Django are the only movies that I really like from him. And everything else is just not well appreciated by me.
I've never been a fan of Quentin Tarantino anyway. And I agree with you. I think that some of his movies are just over the top, way over the top, like unnecessary, and like a lot of unnecessary dialogue, a little bit too much character development. But then the character development that you get, you got to find a good balance with character development. If you find a good balance, you actually care about the characters, but if you get too much development, you're like, it may backfire. I mean, like, I really hate this motherfucker. You want me to like him, but he's an asshole. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. It's just that it's too much. He doesn't know how to, like, cut it back.
If you look at all of his movies, they all do the same thing. Django Unchained, everything that happens results in this last maybe 5 minutes of the movie where Django just goes off.
Takes the whole movie for something to actually happen.
Inglourious Basterds, same thing. So I'm going to give this movie a 6.5. I'm not saying it's terrible. It's watchable if you like Quentin Tarantino style.
It follows the same tropes, basically.
Yeah, but at some point, I'm just sitting there looking at it. It's like, what is this about? I mean, again, like you were saying about Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is just in it, so
it could just put people in the seats.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, they got Bruce Lee in it, and Bruce Lee's in there for like 2 scenes.
And then gets beat by Brad Pitt's character.
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually throws him into a car. Like, throws him into a car door. And like, dents
right.
the car. Quentin Tarantino, please don't direct the Star Trek movie. I hope that does not happen. I hope that is not your 10th directed movie. I can't say anyone gave a good performance. Mainly because people are just really playing themselves. I mean, Brad Pitt was already in a Quentin Tarantino movie. Leonardo DiCaprio was already in a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's his style of dialogue that they're reciting. Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate, but she really doesn't do much. It's really about Cliff Booth and Rick Dalton, those two characters just driving around most of the time, drinking. That's it.
I could probably think of two movies that I liked of his, and that's the Kill Bills.
Well, Bills were awesome.
The first one is a great movie. The second one is garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, the first one was amazing. Second one was not that good, but...
And, I mean, again, he's playing with different genres in that one. I mean, because it turns into a kung fu movie. It turns into more or less something anime-esque.
I mean, he had nothing to do with From Dusk Till Dawn. He was just in it, but, you know, I like From Dusk Till Dawn. Mm-hmm. Then that was Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Own a copy of it. But like I said, Jackie Brown...
Oh, yeah, Jackie Brown wasn't bad either. Forgot about that.
And I might have liked Inglourious Basterds at some point. I want to say I saw that recently. I was like, eh, not too good.
Kill Bill, that's it. Everything else is garbage. I can't be in movies that are long and drawn out and take a long time to get to the plot without interesting storylines that happen.
So I don't think I saw the Hateful Eight. I didn't see that one.
I heard that was a very, very long movie, though.
Probably.
It was like almost 3 hours, but they said it doesn't pick up till the end, and I'm like, yeah, about that.
Well, that's what Quentin Tarantino does. Slow plotting story that where's this going to, and then maybe the last act, it might pull itself together. And I assume this movie might do well with some awards just because Hollywood generally likes movies about Hollywood. But yeah, that's it. So, Quentin Tarantino, 6.5. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know anymore, Quentin Tarantino. I don't hate you, but I just hate your style. And that's Beast Game Podcast.